Welcome on in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Front Dredge's Stock Car Scoop. Adam Cheek alongside Brian Olin here with you on this Las Vegas preview edition of the show. Adam, before we dive into Las Vegas, my friend, let's dive into this round of 12 because this round got three wildly different tracks. You got Sin City in Las Vegas, mile and a half. You got the unpredictability in Talladega. And then you got the wild card in the Charlotte Roval. So would you consider this round the biggest wild card, and which driver or team, which one might have an advantage during that stretch?
Well, first, absolutely, it's the wild card round. And I wrote a little bit about that in my column on Wednesday night. But to be honest, I don't know who has the biggest edge, but I will say it's whoever wins Vegas. I know it's something we've talked about before.
Appreciate it.
Like last year, whoever wins Vegas, locks themselves in before chaos ensues. Yeah, last year that was Kurt Busch, and the next week he went flying at Talladega. Talladega's Talladega, and the weather's starting to turn cold, and the year's winding down, and the tension's ramping up, and all this. Wrecks are aplenty. We've had cars airborne the last two fall races there. Kurt was the one last year. If Kyle Larson can sweep the season's races at Vegas, by winning this weekend, it really feels like it's anyone's game in the next two races. Yeah, I'm moderately confident in Denny Hamlin's chances to move on. He's been pretty solid the last few races, especially picking it up with finally getting a win. Ran well at Bristol before hitting the wall too. But aside from him and maybe like Martin Truex Jr., it really doesn't feel like anyone's safe. You know, Chase has won multiple races this year, but his fight last week with Harvick might carry over. Kyle, and he's just kind of been quiet these playoffs so far. Kyle Busch has had a subpar first round. Ryan Blaney's been good of late, and he's got wins at two of the three tracks that we're going to this round. But the unpredictability at Talladega and the Roval, especially if there happens to be rain, throws a wrench into predicting him to win. So it's all over the place. Nothing's really confirmed outside of whoever wins Las Vegas locks themselves into the next round.
Adam, a couple more things here before we do our predictions like we do every single week. This is the first mile and a half track the series has visited since Atlanta all the way back in July, and Kurt Busch won that day, part of Chevy's dominating the intermediates this year. So do you expect that edge to continue this week at Vegas, or will it be Team Penske to roar back at what historically has been one of the strongest tracks when they visit them?
Oh, I'm definitely taking the Chevys. Kyle Larson's who I'm leaning towards, obviously because of his dominance there in the spring, led 103 laps. But it's not even just that. It's just how quiet Penske has been all year. It feels like it's been like multiple seasons since Joey Logano or Brad Keselowski won a race, because, you know, Brad won Talladega back in the spring and Logano won Bristol Dirt. But let alone they've been a huge factor as well. Like they've just kind of been there, maybe running well, maybe not, but just not really being notable one side or the other. You know, Toyota would be the next team or manufacturer I'm looking at, especially Truex and his win at Vegas a couple of years ago. But Larson's just on another level, and the Chevys as a whole, especially Larson, and he dominated the later stages of the spring race there this year. So the number five for sure. If anyone from Team Penske is going to get the job done, it's going to be Blaney, but I just see them continuing to kind of run very quietly, at least for the next couple of races.
Adam, last thing here before we let you go. We're heading to Sin City, gambling capital of the world. So let's roll some dice and give me a driver on the outside of the playoff field that is capable of shocking the world.
Well, I did some digging and looked at a couple of the past races or a few of the past races, and I'm torn between two drivers, and those are Matt DiBenedetto and Chris Buescher. DiBenedetto finished second there in both races last year, but ended up 16th earlier in the spring of this year. Buescher has one top 10 and two other top 15 finishes there in the past three races. And he looked really good at Homestead earlier this year. He won a stage. And that's another mile and a half. So I think I'm going to lean DiBenedetto given his end of 2021 uncertainty and him probably, you know, looking harder and harder for that first win. And after, especially those back-to-back runner-up finishes at Vegas in 2020. But I'm going to say keep an eye on Buescher, too. He's my backup dark horse, if you will.
All righty, Adam. Like we do every single Thursday, I'm going to need a winner. I'm actually going to go first because I usually have you go first, and you always take my picks, and I'm not a fan of that. So I'm going first. So With that being said, I could go with a guy like Kyle Larson. I could go with a guy like Joseph Logano. I could go with a guy like Brad Keselowski. I'm going to go with the guy that won last year, even though he's not in the playoffs anymore. He got eliminated, but it is his home track. It's his hometown. So I'm going to go with the guy that is going to get the job done. I don't know if he would shock the world just because he was already in the playoffs and won at the last mile and a half. I'm going to go with the one car, Kurt Busch. I think Kurt Busch is going to get the job done and go to victory lane for the second year in a row at Las Vegas.
Okay. Yeah, I considered that. I think I'm going to be the party pooper here and just go with the generic pick of Kyle Larson. It's hard for me not to. I'm going to have to go back and look at our picks from each podcast and see where.
Yeah, you need to like write those down and then give us an update on Monday. That's your homework for the final seven.
We should see where we're at. And I know we talked about doing this as well. I got Larson for the win. As for the eliminations for this round, I'm going Christopher Bell, William Byron, Alex Bowman, and either Harvick or Logano. I'm going to lean Kevin Harvick here.
Nope, you're not going to choose two of them. I need one. Harvick or Logano, you're picking it now.
Oh, I was saying I'm leaning Harvick, and I was going to say, what about you?
You're not leaning. I need a definitive answer, young man.
Kevin Harvick, how about you,
there
Mr.
it is.
Nolan?
Okay, there you go.
Now, how do you got Mr. Nolan?
Okay, hold on. Let me see here. Okay. So, I think Christopher Bell's going to be eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
I think William Byron.
Yep. Okay.
I'm thinking Alex Bowman. I think Harvick advances and he sneaks into the round of eight.
That fire from Bristol carries over. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Bell, Byron, Bowman, and Logano.
All the B's. We don't like people with names starting with B. Last names.
Oh, Logano's not a B, but that's okay. Okay,
three of them. Both of us have three.
Exactly. I could have gone with Brad, and that would have been four B's. But I think Keselowski will sneak in there as well. So I got Byron, Bowman, Bell, and then Logano getting the eliminations after the roll is completed.
Okay. All right.
Perfect.
Well, we shall see.
Exactly. For all the latest and for more on this upcoming weekend's races at Las Vegas, check out all the latest at FrontStretch, frontstretch.com, at FrontStretch, and our Twitter pages at Adam and Cheek and at The Brian. And Adam, it's a pleasure. Let's dive into some racing from Sin City come Sunday night, my friend.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it.
Adam Cheek, Associate Editor, Lead Reporter, frontstretch.com, at Adam and Cheek, once again at The Brian Nolan. And now for all the latest, frontstretch.com's got for you. For Adam and everybody here at Frontstretch, I'm Brian Nolan. Have a great, safe weekend. We'll talk with you Sunday night. Recap all the craziness happening from Sin City.